It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue. Welcome to this week's Sound Kitchen. My name is Olia Horton, and I'm filling in again for Susan this week, Saturday, 6th of April. On the menu today, we step back in time to ancient Egypt. There's, of course, a request for my favourite music, and there'll be the quiz question. So don't touch that dial.
Yummy!
As you may have heard, the exhibition Tutankhamun, Treasures of the Golden Pharaoh opened in Paris on the 23rd of March. It features more than 150 treasures from the boy king's tomb, including 60 which have never left Egypt before. The tomb of Tutankhamun, who died at the age of 19 in 1324 BC after 9 years on the throne, was discovered by British archaeologist Howard Carter in the Valley of the Kings near Luxor in November 1922. After the show in Paris, the 3,400-year-old exhibits will go on a global tour, taking in 6 other cities, such as London and Sydney, which will help fund the Grand Egyptian Museum, due to open next year near the pyramids at Giza. Tariq El Awadi, the director of the new Grand Egyptian Museum, who is also curating the Paris show, told RFI Spanish journalist Maria Pina why King Tut remains Egypt's best ambassador.
By being here in Paris, you know, King Tut is very happy. Why? Because King Tut had an experience before when he came to Paris in the year 1967, and he was visited by over 1,600,000 visitors. So King Tut is very happy being here. We are very lucky to be here, you know, in this venue, looking at the treasures of Tutankhamun, and it's once upon the time, you know. It's a chance that everyone should insist to get it, you know, and to enjoy this magic of ancient Egypt.
Maybe Tutankhamun is the king who traveled the most?
Of course, among all the kings of Egypt, we have King Tut is the most traveled king around the world. In our exhibit, there is a small artifact made out of alabaster called the Wishing Cup. The Wishing Cup. And it's at the end of our gallery. And it's unique, it's marvelous, and also it has all the magic. Why? Because on the rim of this alabaster vase, it is written a magical text saying, "May you live thousands of years. May your eyes see wonderful things." And I think the wish on this cup actually came true, and King Tut is living thousands of years, and King Tut, his eyes are seeing wonderful things around the world. And this is important, you know, to tell it to the people, you know, when they come to pay attention to this object, to enjoy more the exhibit.
That was Tariq El Awadi, the curator of the Tutankhamun Treasures of the Golden Pharaoh exhibition, now on in Paris until the 15th of September. I'd like to share some music with you now, inspired by the Egyptian diva Umm Kulthum. This piece is performed by the Franco-Lebanese jazz trumpet player and composer Ibrahim Malouf. It's his jazz adaptation of Umm Kulthum's famous song called Alf Leila Wa Leila, The Thousand and One Nights. Enjoy. Don't go away. I'll be back in a few moments with the quiz.
Thank you.
And now, my friends, are you ready? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 23rd of February, Susan asked you a question about the 69th Berlinale Film Festival, covered by RFI English journalist Roslyn Hyams. Did you go to our website, rfienglish.com, to do your research? The quiz questions were, which films won the Golden and Silver Bears, who directed each one, and what is the nationality of each director? The answers are, the Golden Bear for Best Film was awarded to Synonyms, directed by Nadav Lapid from Israel. The Silver Bear or Grand Jury Prize was awarded to By the Grace of God, directed by François Ozon, who is French. Synonyms is a film about a young man, Yav, and his struggle to reinvent himself as French while rejecting his Israeli origins. It was based on Nadav Lapid's own experiences of moving abroad and the ambivalence he felt for his homeland. By the Grace of God is a drama about victims of child abuse in the Catholic Church in France and their fight for justice. Film director François Ozon based his film on the story of two men who were abused by the same priest in Lyon in the 1990s and who later founded an organisation for other victims to come forward with their testimonies. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. The winners of this week's quiz are Anna Tim from Harjuma, Estonia, Subha Biswas from West Bengal, India, Zenon Teles from Goa, also in India, Joba Yada Akhtar Jai from Bangladesh, and Mr. Ferhat Bezazel from Algeria. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Don't forget, when you send us your quiz answers, take an extra minute or two and share with us what's up in your life. What's your radio club doing? What book are you reading? Is there a festival happening in your city? Or do you have a community project you'd like to share? Why don't you tell us about them so we can post them on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. As you may have heard in the news, US President Donald Trump's administration has announced it is speeding up plans to send astronauts back to the moon. The first manned moon flight since the last Apollo mission in 1972 had been scheduled for 2028. But Vice President Mike Pence last week announced the target has been brought forward to 2024. Could a woman be the next human on the moon? NASA Chief Jim Bridenstine has certainly hinted as much. In fact, on Friday 29th of March, two women astronauts were to complete the first ever all-female spacewalk at the International Space Station. In an unfortunate turn of events, NASA scrapped the plan a few days before, and in the end, it was a mixed team that completed the task. My Sound Kitchen question to you this week is, what was the name of the female astronaut who missed out on the all-female spacewalk on the 29th of March? And what was the reason NASA gave for this cancellation? You have until the 6th of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 11th of May to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure to include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let us know if you're Miss, Ms., Mrs. or Mr. We don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Remember, Susan is collecting your voices for drops for both the Sound Kitchen and our afternoon news program, Paris Live. What are drops, you ask? Well, they're little sound bites we drop here and there in our programs with, for example, your name and where you're from. Rendezvous on both the Sound Kitchen page of our website, rfienglish.com, and on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page for the texts. Or you can be creative and make up your own. And there's another way you can get involved in the Sound Kitchen. Perhaps you have a topic of discussion you'd like to share. That's exactly what one of our listeners, Jayanta Chakrabarti from Delhi, India, has for you today. Here's his message. Maybe you can respond to his query.
Hello, Susan Ownsby and all my friends at RFI. I am Jayanta Chakrabarti, speaking from New Delhi, India. Here's a report that appeared in the Indian press on 30th of March, which I would like to share with you. It pertains to the interesting news of the great French Garfield mystery. It is reported that for more than 30 years, bright orange-colored phones are being washed up on the French coast. This mystery seems to have been solved at last. Local residents assume that these phones were part of a cargo container presumed to have been lost in a storm in the 1980s. The container has now been located in a submerged cave 30 meters underwater. I would like to ask what my fellow listeners think about this. Can they throw more light on this Garfield mystery? Thank you.
Thanks, Jayanta. If you're interested in this story and other stories about the environment, just go to our website, rfienglish.com, and click on the France section where you'll find out more.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me, Ollia Horton, filling in for Susan in The Sound Kitchen this week. For today's My Favourite Music, I'll play you out with a request by Veronica Smith-Ralph from Langkoop in Victoria, Australia. She chose the Australian rock band Hunters and Collectors, a group that formed in 1981 in Victoria. She didn't actually pick a song, so I chose one for her. It's their 1992 song We the People from the album Cut. I hope you like it. Thanks for sharing, Veronica, and you too can share your favourite music. Just drop us a line. That wraps up the Sound Kitchen for this week. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails and text messages coming. And remember, the Sound Kitchen is only fun if you're a part of it. So why not tell us what you thought about today? Get into the kitchen. Help out. I'm Ollia Horton, filling in for Susan Owensby. Susan will be back with you next Saturday, 13th of April. In the meantime, be well, do good work, and stay in touch.